there are at least two clear points of connection between the story of the Transfiguration and the sacrament of baptism. The first is in the whiteness of Jesus' clothing, recalling the white robes worn by the newly baptized in the early church, or the white of a traditional christening gown. White garments are an expression of heavenly beings, the angels and the saints of God in heaven. Through baptism, we are united with Jesus, united with him in his death, in his life, and even in his glory. We are clothed with Jesus in light, and we ourselves even become light. And the second point of connection is the voice from the cloud proclaiming, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with him I am well pleased." These are the same words spoken of Jesus from heaven at his own baptism. "This is my Son, the Beloved." And through baptism, we are united with Jesus. And through baptism, these words are spoken to us too. "You are my child, the Beloved." The second century saint, Irenaeus of Lyon, wrote that the glory of God is a living man, and the life of man consists in beholding God. It's a startling statement that the glory of God should be a living man, or even a man fully alive, as some translators have it. Seems scandalous, almost blasphemous. But in the light of the Transfiguration, it might become more comprehensible. The glory of God is revealed in Jesus Christ, a living man, and we share in that glory, we who through baptism live a life of grace in Jesus. The sacrament of baptism is the beginning of that full life, that true human life, which is the glory of God, the life that consists in beholding God. Through the sacramental life of the church, we witness the action of God, and we see moments of transfiguration as the glory of God is reflected in the face of a newly baptized baby, in the faces of a newly married couple, in the face of a man facing death in faith and hope and love. Through the sacramental life of the church, through our brothers and sisters in Christ, we catch glimpses of God. And not only there, but in other moments too. Perhaps, if not on a mountain, then at least on a modest hilltop, or in some other aspect of the beauty of creation, or the beauty of human life and love. Such glimpses, such moments of humility and exhilaration, such moments of transfiguration, transform and sustain us until the day comes when, like the three blessed disciples, we may, by the grace of God, behold the divine glory face to face.
I invite